what I'm eating for breakfast is so decadent. Even mentioned it on this live recording. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Another Saturday of Coffee Tea with me. And I'm really glad to be here, and I'm really glad you joined me. So today I want to talk about changes, because unfortunately we're going to have some again. And how... So, let's start with the calls. The good news is that the conference call and the prayer fellowship and fun time call, community call we call it, it's going to be at the same time that we've done now for a while, 9 o'clock since we made that last change. Everybody seems to be okay with it. And although the calls are not as many people in the summer, there is a history. I mean, a long-standing history. I lose half the audience in the summer, especially those who are almost there. If you look around the room, there's only one person here who's almost there. And a big welcome to our buddy Dale, and thank you for joining us today. So conference calls and Sunday prayer, 9 o'clock, Pacific Daylight Time. Check the coaching icon for the new times in your time zone. Now, Wednesdays, every other Wednesday, and hopefully when we get a big enough audience, we'll go to every Wednesday, at 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Eastern, we're going to do the Grow Show. And Ruth Ann is going to call me to make sure I get up every Wednesday at 10 minutes to 2. So I'm there for you. All right. Now,
I didn't
John,
know that, Mel, until now.
Yeah, well, after sleeping through 2, I think it's time you're due. All righty. Friday, every other Friday, starting this coming Friday, next Friday. John and I will be here for about an hour to 2, and we'll take requests for those who feel they need additional help in whatever area it is. So, that has to do with all the calls. Any questions about the calls? Really? Okie dokie. Next, I would have to say, we'll talk about coaching. Well, how is coaching going to really be affected? Well, not that much, okay? Yes, I'm going to go back to only working a 5-day week, but I'm not going to really be giving up that many hours because I've added an hour or two here and there. So, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings from 5 to 11 Pacific, 6 to noon on Mountain, 7 a.m. 1 Central, and 8 to 2 p.m. on Eastern. So you got a chance to call me before work or on your lunch break. Saturday and Sunday mornings, 5 a.m. to 8:30, 6 a.m. to 9:30, 7 a.m. to 10:30, and Eastern, of course, 8 to 11. Because at 9, okay, we're going to have our calls. Now, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoons and evenings. It's going to be the same old, same old. 2 to 4, 3 to 5, 4 to 6, and 5 to 7. So that gives people an opportunity on the ride home or in the afternoons to make that call. And in the Eastern and Central time zones, I mean, you could be preparing dinner, have finished dinner, and that might be your best time to call. Now, you know that we have a fairly substantial amount of new people. You can see it just by going on to the visitors right now and looking that we have about 12 countries here at 9 o'clock in the morning, which is normally the case on the weekends. We can have as many as 20 or 30 countries here on a weekend, because off Fridays and Saturdays are their Saturdays and Sundays in so many places. Okay. Are there any questions about the coaching? Any questions about coaching? Okay, well, I suggested that everybody print the new coaching hours and cut them out and keep them near the phone. Now, you buy coaching, whether you buy once a week, whether you buy twice a week, whether you buy unlimited coaching. Once you buy coaching and I call you once, you got my number. If for some reason I don't get to you in a timely fashion, you pick up the phone when I'm working and you call me. And if I'm on the phone with someone else, I tell you I'm on the phone with someone else. And if you're friendly with them, I tell you who it is. And I tell you I'll call you back in a little bit. And I do. And if I don't, well, then Robin comes running out on that rocking chair horse of hers with that, what is that pin that you beat the flower with? The rolling pin. So, you know, use your coaching if you buy it. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I make mistakes. Sometimes something slips under the floorboards. But hey, you paid for it. I want you to use it. The more I talk to someone, the better I feel about their chances of getting better. Any questions right now about anything that we discussed? Okay. So then I want to make a special thank you to Vanessa, Kip and Doty, Amber, Karen Hardy, Marie from England, who many of you know, Ruth Ann, Neslia, Robin, and Karen, the librarian. All of them either sent me an email, called me on the phone, and or posted in the forum, and I want to thank them for that extra consideration on their part. Oh, my, we lost Dale. Oh, I wanted him to say a couple of words, but such is life. All right. Any questions? All right. Let's start with Marie or Maria. Which is it?
Maria. Maria. It's Maria.
Okay, so all I have to do down here is put West Side Story. All right, I got it. Go ahead, Maria. Question? Any kind of question.
I don't have any questions.
How about you, Ruth Ann?
Oh, you said any questions? Can you tell me when our first day of frost is going to be?
Oh, geez. For no, you I'm, guys, it's going to be a lot different than me, okay?
I'm joking, Mel. You said
okay,
we had to ask any questions.
Any time after Labor Day, we can get snow. Now, usually it doesn't happen. We have like an extended fall up until about January. But I have seen it snow the day after Labor Day here.
Really?
Be real specific about exactly the first frost for all us gardeners. No clue. I just say that, you know, people put their head on your 10-day and 7-day forecasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm trying to get a fall garden going, so.
Hey. I'll send you. Are you on Gurney's mailing list?
I'm on Gurney's
mailing list.
I don't know. Yeah, I've been ordering from them.
Okay, well, make sure you're on the mailing list and you get emails every day and you'll see what's going on and get discounts.
Oh, okay. I don't think I'm on that.
No, not if you're asking me this question, because every day, 7 or 8 days in a row, they're talking about plan now the fall garden. Plan now for the spring bulbs. I mean, wow. They're so fun. All right, let's keep on keeping on. We'll come back to gardening questions on Wednesday. All right. That's if you wake me up. All righty now. Robin, go ahead, Robin.
I was muted, sorry. I was muted.
I know, but that could have been a record time for you to unmute yourself.
I can't think of any questions other than you had told me that the sleeping and the tiredness was the copper, and I had a really bad breakout after I talked to you.
Good.
So I thought you might mention to everybody that people are having reactions from the copper, but don't be alarmed. You know, Brian told me, he said it probably means they're coming out. You're attacking them.
What it means?
Well, it probably means the copper's doing something.
Yeah, it's doing something all right, because my neck, my ears, and everything.
And I muted it. Listen, I tell everybody who orders it, who's taking it, that you're going to have a reaction. Okay? This is a new weapon, a weapon we never had before. A weapon that this disease, whether you understand what I'm saying or not, doesn't understand what's going on all of a sudden. So you're busting new pockets of biofilm with this copper, and you're killing parasites, something silver never could do. Okay? So, yeah, if it works, you are going to have breakouts. You are going to be tired. And after about 6 weeks to 8 weeks, you're going to feel great. You're not going to believe how good you feel. But it takes time. And, again, it's a new weapon. It's definitely working if you're miserable. I've told you that all through the journey. Something works, you're going to be miserable.
I just wanted everybody to know and not be alarmed. So I thought you might bring it up. That's all.
Well, like I said, everybody who got it, and I know everybody who bought it because I can see all the orders. Okay? So they're told. Okay? And they're all... Did Brian tell you? He told you. He knows what's going on. He started it earlier than most. All right.
Yeah.
Let's keep on keeping on. Nesla, question? We're going to go around more than once.
Okay, I had two, but the first one I'll ask is just about the copper. I didn't realize that it killed parasites. Can you say a little more about that?
No, but the doctor who just went to work for them, who's going to do a show in 2 weeks, is going to tell you all about anything you want to know. Okay, because he was hired specifically to give, you know, that kind of information to those who seek it. Now, Robert Scott Bell, on many of the calls, before we even started allowing anyone to use it, talked about all the benefits. But I don't know that he knew, other than it killed the parasites, how and why it killed the parasites. But I think Dr. Ed is going to know. Not Mr. Ed the horse, Dr. Ed. Okay, a friend of Tatiana from Sovereign Silver Copper will be here on the 20th at 8. Next Saturday, we have Lady T, the woman who started the thread, the 10 things that will help you with your skin during your battle. Nas,
okay.
We'll let you come around again. I want to go around.
Okay.
All right. So, that's Catherine of the Desert over there. Catherine of the Desert, come in.
Yes, hi, Mel. Glad you're okay. No, I don't have any questions right now.
Okay. Except being burnt up a little, I'm good. Oh, boy, but what a breakfast. Oh, my God. All right, let's see. Oh, wow, great. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning.
How are you, honey?
Time to get ready for Monday.
Okay, well, tomorrow, kids, we're going to take part of the prayer meeting to Nancy's husband. Tell us his name.
Rusty.
What's his name?
We call him Rusty.
Rusty, all right. Rusty the lumberjack, all righty. Okay, we're going to dedicate part. He's having his site operation. All right. Any questions?
I was going to tell you something. I know we talked the other day about the copper and what Robin said. You know, I had to call you to ask you about a few breakouts that I had and stuff after I started taking it. So hopefully but I know it's working because it's bringing out stuff that I hadn't had problems with before.
Oh. That's what we were hoping for, even though you guys are not going to love it. But, you know, we talked the other day, and you were giving me an update generally on your health.
Yep.
And how you were feeling. Why don't you share that with them? Because really, that was one of the things that really made me feel good.
Well, I feel better than I felt in 6 years. And the copper, I think, is helping bring out the final stages of stuff. And I just started taking it, I think it's 2 weeks ago today. And I can feel the difference. At first, I was sleepy. I slept a lot. And but now I'm getting over that again and getting back to where I got more energy and able to do more of the stuff that I need to do. And so everything is a step forward, and that's the main deal, going forward and not going backwards.
Well, sometimes we go backwards, but we're not going backwards. It's just a cycle, part of a cycle.
Yeah.
But I was really thrilled to hear about your blood pressure.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. It's awesome. The doctors are, too. They just, you know, can't believe that everything's falling back in line into being normal.
What do you think of that beet juice I got you to take?
It's fine. Anything that don't taste really bad is fine with me.
Yeah, but look at your blood pressure after only a few months.
Oh, I know, because I was beginning to think I was going to end up having a stroke or a heart attack or something, because it just seemed like it kept going up, and it got up to almost 200 one time, and the rest of the time it's been like 170s up. But now, at the last time the doctor checked it, it's way down in the 130s, and the bottom part was like in the 60s, I think it told me. Have to go back and look it up. But it's doing great.
Hey, no, you don't.
Doing great.
132 over 60.
Yep. Best it's been in years.
Say what?
Best it's been in years.
Best it's been in years. That's what we like to hear, sweetie. That's what we want to hear.
Yeah, did you listen to my thing I sent you about the Kraken?
When did you send it?
Yesterday.
Oh, you mean about the sea monster?
Yeah.
Look, if I put that on our website, they're going to come and take me away.
Oh, well, you don't have to put that on it. I was just going to send it to Robin since she's the Kraken.
Send it to Robin. She's the Kraken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about doing it. Really, I thought about doing it. But, you know,
I couldn't believe that when I heard it. I was like, that's Robin.
I don't think she was in the ocean like that. But,
oh,
hey,
no.
Yes, I watched the video. I looked at it. I thought about it. I said, you know, the guys in the black suits have been to my house once. I don't really want the guys in the white suits coming.
I was fixing to say it's the white suits you got to worry about.
No, don't worry. Every time the doorbell rings, if they're wearing white, I sure hope it's the good humor, man.
Heard that.
All right, darling. Thank you for being here. Any questions? We're going to go around a couple of times today. All right, good morning to Mr. and Mrs. I Spy.
Hi, good morning, Mel, Diana, Paul. I have a question, just kind of generally speaking, about how do you know the difference between the lime and the Morgellon?
Well, it's interesting, okay? Basically, people can have both.
Yeah.
Okay? And we always ask people, at least once a month, where are the most of your symptoms? And in the beginning, if I don't hear of anything below the shoulders, nothing, zero, nine, more than likely they've got Lyme and a co-infection that took them to Lyme, but they didn't get so sick that they got Morgellons. And when someone has chronic Lyme, they got more gallons. And you know because they tell you that they have symptoms from the ankle to the neck.
Okay.
The best way I can decipher it based on 13 years. I mean, scientifically, I don't know that anybody could really tell you. Okay?
Yeah.
But in my opinion, all of this is bioweapons. Just evolution of. And they keep making new ones because they're not killing us quick enough.
So if you think you're getting past the Morgellons...
Well, you know you're getting past... Well, you know you're getting past the Morgellons because all of a sudden now there's a certain energy level that wasn't there. Okay, so you've killed a certain percentage of your parasitic community, and all of a sudden things start to come back a little. And then the immune system slowly starts to kick back in a little.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
I have people
who couldn't work that now go to work. Okay, and they don't have morgue anymore, but they're still fighting, could be candida, which... Again, all forms of fungus are the most difficult thing to eradicate in the human body. And many people came here with fungus or candida, okay, Morgellons and Lyme. And they're gone, but they sometimes still wind up fighting the candida for a year or two longer. And it's all about diet. Because you are what you put inside of you. If there's anything wrong with me, it's I love dessert. All right?
Who doesn't?
Yeah. That's sugar, huh?
Well, hey, there are some desserts on the website that don't have sugar.
Yeah, I've been making the cookies, the almond cookies.
Okay, well, there's some fudge candy with nuts and things. I mean, really, made with stevia and a particular chocolate that you can use.
You gotta
sort of scroll that thing all the way back to the time when there were no pictures. Because the pictures are worth 100 words. And you see pictures of something that you think is appetizing, you're going to try it. If you see the walnut almond clusters, you'll make them. You'll try them.
So what's the worst thing you can eat for if you have fungus issues? You shouldn't be eating like mushrooms.
For dairy. Anything that has gluten, that's going to conform to sugar. We can't eat any pasta, no bread, no milk, no dairy, nothing.
Why no dairy?
Because dairy is going to turn it... Why no ice cream? Okay? Why no dairy? You know, ever since I left the Keys at about 13 years old, which would have been 1959 or something like that, 58... Okay, I stopped drinking milk, okay? I don't know, I'm not a fan of milk because of the cows are eating the grass. The grass is chemicals, okay, and what falls down back on the earth. And, you know, I'm just not that interested in milk. And dairy, I didn't have any dairy for 5 years. You cut out dairy, you cut out time. You want to ask John when he's back? You want to ask Dr. Ed when he's here in 2 weeks? Maybe they can give you a better explanation. Say what? That in the background there, buddy? Okay.
I don't know who that was.
Okay, no problem. No problem whatsoever. Okie dokie. Good morning, Dale, and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Mel. Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I had taken a break from the copper, and I recently added it back in the last week. I've been really tired this week, so it makes sense that what you were saying about it making you feel run down and tired.
Whenever you have a herpes, it takes more energy. And so what's going to to happen is you're going to feel more fatigued. So again, anyone who starts the copper is more than likely going to have that experience for a period of time. But when that experience ends, that's a great sign in the form of recovery. Because, again, you've hit the disease with a weapon. It's not even remotely useful. Okay, and it's new. And it's, like, diversified. Now it makes all the other weapons we're using even more effective because it's confusing. So if you're having the tired symptoms, it's because you're herxing, even if you can't see it.
And didn't Robert Scott Bell say you can nebulize with the copper? I just wanted to make sure before I did that.
You know, I'm not positive, but the call's recorded.
Okay. All right. I'll try to find that one.
All right. It's not that far back, buddy. 4 weeks, maybe.
Okay.
And then... Just scroll down more communication and, you know, just... Listen to that call again, and he'll tell you about going to be tired and all the things that we're telling you all the time now. But remember, I didn't allow anybody else to try it until this one girl named Wacky Jackie went wild. After taking it for about a week, okay? And quite frankly, haven't heard from her since. I mean, I'm not kidding. She was so excited about the dramatic effect that it had on her personally in a week that I think she thought she's all better. I don't know. But I haven't heard from her, and I've left her 3 messages or thereabouts. So after that, okay, I started asking others to try it, and everybody tells me the same thing. So it wasn't a weapon we had in my day, but then... We didn't have COVID, and we didn't have all these other things you're supposed to do and all of that good stuff. And it was maybe simpler in my time to get well than it might be today. That's why those of you like you and Teddy and Joanna and even Nancy where are the others? They're in that post about almost there. Karen from Houston. I mean, there's so many people who are actually going to be better by Christmas this year. It's very exciting. And speaking of very exciting, the girl from Australia, who I wasn't sure exactly what was going to happen with, because every once in a while someone is so frightened, there's not a whole lot you're going to be able to do with it. But yesterday in the afternoon, when I woke up, she called. And it was the first time she was smiling, and she was actually, she laughed, and she thanked me. She can't believe how much better she feels in 4 weeks. So I don't have to worry about her anymore doing something silly, because she now kind of thinks she's going to get better. And then I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, and it was like 9-something over there, and I saw she was reading, so I called her and told her to go to bed. She started laughing. She says, "What do you do?" I said, "I watch you guys all the time. I know when you're up." So that was a very exciting thing for me today. And again, here's someone who's very young and loves life. I think now that she's sort of eradicated some of the fear, she should move forward at a decent pace. Anything else you want to say or ask, Dale?
Just in regards to the no dairy, what I've always been confused about is people promote the use of the Kerrygold butter, which I love. But, I mean, that's dairy too, right? So how does that work? I mean, should we be avoiding butter for a while? Or
no, I never thought about it. Okay, because we didn't do Kerrygold butter when I was sick. There was no butter. But Kerrygold butter, for whatever reason, does not affect anybody.
Okay.
So, I mean, hey, don't give up Kerrygold. Just don't go back to regular butter until you're way all better. And I mean a couple of years all better. Kerrygold butter tastes great. Pretty easy to cook in. No.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
I like nothing better than a slightly burnt English muffin smothered in Kerrygold.
300.
And we'll come back around. Let's go to Jesse. We'll get back to you, Ruth Ann. Go ahead, Jess. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, so I was just going to say, they say the four no-no foods, the worst foods on the planet, are corn, sugar, dairy, and canola oil. And I think dairy turns to sugar. I think the reason why dairy is bad is because it turns to sugar.
Well, again, probably. But for me, I don't know. I'd have to go study it and spend time. We got people come to this website that can answer that question. We got Dr. Ed in 2 weeks. We got Robert again sometime next month. John will be back here to do a show with me. And so, you know, bring it again. But no dairy. I don't know why. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there
I've
a lot
got
of
a question.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I just started my second month. I've got terrible candida, you know, that doctor, my
you mean the one that really tastes bad, right? That if you eat it at the end of the meal, you could lay in your stomach.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, you got to eat candida early in the meal.
Okay.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Candida was developed as the lesser of two evils. And what is
wow.
Evil, yes, listen up now. Oil of oregano under your tongue.
Yeah.
We didn't have candida back then. And let me tell you, every single day that I was taking it, that John was on the phone with me, I complained.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Candida rid is the lesser of two evils and greatly necessary.
Well, I just started the candida rid and the olive leaf extract and what's the other one? Magnifazyme.
Right.
Like yesterday was I just got them in yesterday. But even before last week would have been my fourth week on the protocol, and it's like I don't know how to explain this, but I feel like a loosening of everything. You know, like I've got these lesions, like especially on the top of my ears. It feels like they're coming kind of unbound, if that makes any sense. So,
that you brought the first round of attack into play.
Yes.
Okay, and your healing and your organs seem to be functioning as things are going in a slightly different direction.
Well, I'm happy whatever is happening. I can tell that something's finally happening.
Well, that's good, and that's how you know that you're on the right path. If nothing happens when you do this, it ain't working. If you're miserable, I'm thrilled.
I'm miserable. I've been miserable for several months, but I'm glad that I'm on the protocol.
You're miserable in a good way because you kind of understand what's happening.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
You know what's up.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's getting you guys to know that's hard.
Right.
All right, Jess, we're going to come around again, and I better get over to Robin because she got the rolling pin out. I can see it. Yes, Robin.
I just wanted to know who that was. I didn't catch the name.
Which one was that, Robin?
The person who was just speaking.
That's Jesse James.
Oh, hi, Kathy. It's just exciting to hear some of your journey so far.
Oh, yes, thank you.
I love what I'm hearing.
Good.
I just wanted to know who it was.
Hey, Jesse, be careful. She could send you a report card.
Okay.
And you can tell Dale, I'm pretty sure that Tia is nebulizing the copper.
I'll be calling you.
Okay, that's pretty sure. Get a definite before we know, and let's see what Robert has to say. Dale, if you put a question in the forum, he'll see it because it'll go as an email, and you'll get an answer by Monday afternoon. noon or Tuesday. Oh, I got it muted. Did you get that, Dale?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you, Mel. Thanks.
You're welcome, buddy. All right. Back around. Maria. I just met a girl named Maria. Come in, please.
Yes.
She's so shy. Hi. She's so shy, Nesla.
Yeah. I don't really have any questions.
All right, Ruthann, never without something to ask.
I can agree with the being tired when you're taking the copper. I have been so tired I can hardly navigate in the afternoon, but when I wake up, I'm okay.
Do you remember the movie with Goldie Hawn, Duchess, and Dirtwater Queen?
No, I'm not a movie person.
All right, well, she sings this song. I'm so tired. Oh, very tired. Okay, well, if you need a good laugh, I can give you a list of movies that are practical.
Yeah. And the funny part of it is if I lay down, I'll sleep for 2 to 4 hours. But if I work through it, if I can do that, then it goes away later on to a degree, but not completely.
Let me say this, what I say. When the body is tired, give it the rest that it's asking you for. Then, whatever it was that you wanted to do, you will do better after the rest than you would while you're starting to feel tired. I'm only going to tell you that's the truth in my life from experience. If I'm tired and I have chores...
Mel, you're cutting in and out. Can you repeat what you said about that? I didn't hear all of it.
Okay, well, let me see who I have to mute here. There it is. Okay. So what I said was that I found over time my own experience, and I've shared this with people, and you can probably communicate with them and ask me. When you're tired... and you have still these things you feel you got to get done. I always found that from experience that if I'll go ahead and take the rest, when I get up, I am going to be able to do that chore more effectively, efficiently, and in a quicker period of time with a better result than attempting to do it when I'm tired.
Yeah, well, that's true, I'm sure.
Respond to your body and keep your chores on a piece of paper so you don't forget.
That's the truth.
Oh, I know, babe. I know. I keep lists. I got lists all over the house.
Yeah. I've got a list started here.
Good. All righty. Here we go. Robin. Robin. Come in, Robin.
I'm here. No questions. Just listen.
All right. Nesla. Second question.
Hi. I did have a question. I've seen this on the forum, but I was just wondering if anyone here on the call could share some of their favorite skin treatments and how often they do them.
Their favorite what?
Skin treatments and how often they do them.
There is a thread. Okay.
I know. But I wanted to see what people on this call said. I went to the thread already. I've pretty much gotten it.
Okay, so the 10 tips for skincare while healing from toxic disease?
Uh-huh.
I don't know that it gets much better, and some of them, all these people are already using, and until they buy me, I'm going to let them talk.
Oh, okay.
Look, what works for one person might not work for anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Robin and Tia made a post. It's a different thread. I just don't know what the name is.
Okay.
But that many people tried. So you might put Tia and Robin's names together and see what
people. Okay. Thank you.
Be here next Saturday, and I don't think it'll be short.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, it was just that. I really like the clean green, and I just wanted to do something like additional to that. But,
yeah, no.
And I know you don't take baths.
First of all, you're breaking up. Okay, so I don't know if you got a headphone on, or headset, or a speakerphone, but there's a thread called "More is not better. More is just more." If you read it on the website, then it's been approved, and many people have found success. You don't need more than what you're going to find here. People just trying to rush the process.
I've already taken it out of there.
Keeps them here longer.
All right, thank you.
Paul and Diane, well, hold on. Nancy, anything else you want to say? Ask?
No, I'll probably go in a little bit because I'm trying to get everything done. So I just wanted to let you know if I hang up, you'll know why. I will talk to you tomorrow, though.
Oh, I know you'll be here for prayer. All right, darling. Give my best to Buffalo Bill, will you?
I will. He's sitting right here. He just got back from the VA.
Could he hear me?
Yeah, he probably could.
All right.
He's trying to catch up with what he needs to do today, too.
I hear you. All righty. We'll see you later.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye now. Paul and Diane.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Mel. Glad you're doing okay. So kind of going back to where Diane was talking. So do you think between like Lyme and Morgellons, when you have the crawling kind of sensation on your body versus the little breakouts that look like, you know, mosquito bites, is one or the other related more to Morgellons or...
What are the symptoms? Be specific.
Well, so if you get crawly sensation on your head versus your back.
Okay, well, if it's shoulder blades and up, okay, it's some part of Lyme. If it's down below that, it could be exit points or gallons.
And is the same true for like a little breakout?
Little pimple things are usually the parasitic component of either one coming out through the skin or attempting to. Now, let me tell you, those of you who have this sensation in the head, in the scalp, you got two things you can really do. You can soak your head under ice-cold water, which it took me only 4 or 5 years to convince Karen the hottie, okay? And you can... What was the other thing? Feeling all right? I feel great. All right. Ice cold water a couple of times a day. I do it in the mornings, and I do it before the calls, and I do it after my naps, and I've been doing it forever. And despite having everything you could think of, including cancer, and not losing my hair, okay, you know, I'm going to swear by it whether you think I'm nuts or not. But the people who use it effectively, and the lemonade cleanse, there we go, Mel. Lemonade cleanse, you got the crawlies at night and you want to get to sleep quickly, you make strong cayenne lemonade cleanse, you drink it, man, boom! That's it, they're going to get quiet like crazy.
Yeah.
You want to push them down, back through your skull, down into the body where the gas can get at them easier.
What about, like, using WPS on your head?
Well,
spraying your scalp.
It on your head?
Yes, using WPS.
All right, hold on, let's see. Oh, it feels nice and refreshing. I do. I also take silver, okay? I've never taken the copper, okay? But, I mean, you know, I do this preventative. I don't ever. Ever want to be sick again. Okay? I hope that answered your question, and if not, keep going. Yeah. I'll keep going.
No, it did. No, I was, yes. I mean, that's what we're doing. Yesterday I golfed, and I took the lemonade friends with me.
Okay, and so you probably were able to have a little better time in the heat.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you try to freeze it up a little, okay, and it makes like, you know, ice crystals, the cayenne adheres to them. So it's like a time release. When it melts in your body, it just prolongs the time it'll be effective.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's why I want to make a slushy out of it and grab it in the morning and take it with you. I used to make 32-ounce bottles. For 2.5 years, I couldn't leave my apartment to go shopping. And when I created the lemonade cleanse about a week later, I was able to leave my home for first time in 2.5 years, because I was able to control them somehow. Now, not everybody gets exactly the same results, but I would say 85% of the people who will diligently use the cleanse and make it strong enough that they hate it. Well, imagine if you hate it, how some microscopic parasitic comrita really going to hate it because he's a miniature.
No, I agree.
Okay, well, I'm glad, okay, because you guys are making really good progress. You work really hard. I figure she does a lot around the house, and she worries a little more than you do.
Well, we have a competition there, so some days I win on that.
On the worry or the work?
On the worry. Uh-oh. Some days I win the worry contest.
Okay, well, hey, don't worry, okay, because hundreds, if not thousands, people got better before you. Just got to stick with it because it's just a pain in the ass. It takes forever.
Yeah. No, we're doing good.
Yeah. We're doing good, Mel. We're sticking with it. We're pretty diligent about the diet.
No, I believe because you have each other.
Yeah,
okay?
That's it. We have each other to push, so.
Not only that, you have each other to love, a reason to live. I'm sure at some point, maybe down the road, maybe children, who knows? But you got to get better so you can enjoy to the fullest. And when you get the regimentation, the diligence, the commitment that you're going to wind up having to make here to get well, man, you can handle life so much better. Because all of a sudden, you know, you slack off the little shit. I mean, really, my kitchen burning down, as long as I'm still here, is like a little shit. What am I going to do? It happened. I'm glad I'm not burnt to a crisp. And especially that my hair did not catch on fire.
Yeah.
Disastrous. All right.
Well, if we ever have children again, it might be divine intervention, you know.
Okay, well, hey, I've seen it before, young man, so don't give me that stuff. Whatever he wants is what really happens.
Think of Abraham.
Well, yeah. I can think about, I must have been getting a message to slow down again last night, two nights ago with the fire, which is a commitment that I had already made to myself to go slow down a little. But really, this was a mysterious fire, kids. Honest. Oh, boy. Anyway. I'm just so happy that our friendship and the relationship has evolved. I can never talk to your wife enough, but, you know, when she's ready, she'll pick up the phone and call me.
Yeah, thanks, Mel. I appreciate that. And I got to just start writing down my questions, so, because as soon as I think of them, then 10 minutes later, I forgot what I wanted to ask.
Sweetie, I did that for 4.5 years. I'm telling you, I always ask everyone, please write it down. I know you're going to forget because I did. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? So that's the best way. It comes in your head. All you got to do is have a little tiny pad, 3x5, and a pencil or a pen. Boom, you write it down. By the time someone gets to me, if they do that, they got 4 or 5 questions. I mean, Nazla, okay, the Arabian princess, I have to know I'm going to be there 15, 20 minutes easy. She always has a bunch of questions. But that's great. I know she wants to learn. And this one's always reading day and night. okay? And she'll tell you, when you get all that knowledge, you're not afraid anymore. You're just pissed that it takes so long. Forgive me. Oh, I'm glad Karen, the librarian, isn't here. She'd be mad that I cursed.
Yeah. You gotta keep on keeping on. That's what we're doing.
Hey, you guys are doing great, okay? Really feel that you're doing very well. Okay, you might, you two might be out of here before the spring.
Yeah, we're feeling we have really good weeks, and then we might have a bad week, but mostly we're having better weeks than bad.
Well, then maybe you'll be out of here with six or seven others at Christmas. Wouldn't that be exciting?
That would be a great Christmas present.
Certainly would. All right, back to Dale. Dale the daddy. Now, there's a rumor going around that you got five children, Dale. Is that true? Oh, he's noncommittal. Or he's away from the phone chasing the kids. All right, let's see. Do we still have Jesse James? Jesse, any questions?
Yes, I'm here. Does anybody have cysts? Like, I've always had these sebaceous cysts on my head. Does anybody else have that?
Let me go. People have been talking about nodules and or cysts intermittently, on and off, since probably 11 or 12. And the latest person who dealt with the cysts is Karen the Hottie from Houston. And according to her, the one that she had that was always right under her chin is just about gone. But so is she. She's almost finished now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got them on my head.
Yeah,
and I'm
well,
getting removed, and they'll come back in a different spot.
That doesn't surprise me. Start spraying your scalp with the WPS. Use the cold water treatment.
Okay.
Push it back down through the skull so I can gas it when you're sleeping. Because, you see, if you do WPS in the day and you're up and you're moving around, I just don't get up too hard above the lungs. When you're laying down at night after you take it, it just gets everywhere. And if you do the water treatment, you start pushing it back down through the skull, okay, you can gas it.
But I'm not doing the WPS yet, so.
Okay, well, you can make a spray bottle. We'll talk about it on coaching on Monday.
Okay, okay.
All right, well, you know we can talk about it now. How's that?
Okay.
All right, everybody. Yeah. A lot of people know how to do this, but I'm going to say it so you hear it from the horse's mouth. First, I bought these little clear plastic bottles from Walmart in the travel section for 97 cents. Now, a lot of people will buy little 8-ounce, not 6-ounce, 8-ounce glass bottles. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to put in a short glass, short, you know, like you'd put cubes in a shot of whiskey or bourbon or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not a shot glass, a short glass. So you put 8 drops of sodium chloride. You put 8 drops of citric acid. You give it a half a minute, let it mix up. Then you add warm water 3/4 of the way up the glass. You need a small cooking funnel, like, you know, a gas thing, but a cooking funnel, tiny, so it fits in the hole of the bottle, and then you pour the glass in the bottle. Put the cap back on, check out the sprayer, get it to a spray that's comfortable, and you can start using it on your skin anytime you want.
Okay. And where do I get the WPS from?
Go on the website, scroll down the protocol page, and click on the picture.
Okay, got it.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Dale, are you back, buddy? No, he's still running around chasing kids. He must have five, but I think he told me who told you.
Hey, Mel, did you call me?
Yeah, okay. There was a rumor going around that you have 5 children.
Yeah, I don't have 5 children. It feels like it sometimes, but it's 3.
Well, that's 3. One more than I had, okay? And twin boys was tough. And what are the ages?
So I've got 3, a little girl that's 3, and boy that's 5, and another girl that's 8. So.
Oh, so they're all going in different directions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the 8-year-old is beginning to be where she can help out with the younger two, so that's good.
That is good. All right, buddy. Well, we're really glad that you took the time to join us today, and we're really happy that you continue to show some progress, and I'm really happy that the cop is working on you, because that's going to help you get out of here sooner.
Right.
I believe that WPS is a game changer, and I'm beginning to believe that copper can be a game changer. So if you don't have copper, but you're on this protocol, you're shortchanging yourself. All right. Anybody else have a question? Because if you do, now's the time. Okay, I'm going to personally thank each one of you today, because on the summertime, like I said, we normally don't get as many people as we've gotten. So thanks, Dale, and thank you, Paul and Diane, and thank you, Catherine of the Desert. Thank you, Nazla, and a big hug and a thank you, and don't you throw that thing at me or I'll smack you with my hockey stick, Robin. And and Ruth Ann, honey, just rest a little bit, you know, and get up, go to sleep earlier, get up early when it's just getting light, it's cool, it's the best time to do the gardening outdoors. I love gardening the terrace at, you know, 5:30, 6 in the morning. It's so cool, it's quiet. And don't forget the cayenne pepper around the things that the rabbits keep eating. Cayenne pepper, please. All right, and let's see. Oh, Maria. Well, Maria, it's okay. Most people really don't talk a lot in the beginning. Once you start to feel comfortable, I'm sure we'll hear more from you. But if you have questions, you know, write them down when they come into your head. Ask your sister, and then confirm what she told you with me. So she doesn't give me any bad info. All right, any other questions? Any other questions? Going once, twice. And really, guys, I'm inconvenienced quite a bit. I'm handling it better than I would have when I was younger. I wasn't afraid because I was too busy. I was so busy that I burnt myself in a bunch of places. But that's not a big deal. But I will be able to go out, and I will have to spend a few bucks to have some dinners that I wouldn't even think of doing before. Because without a stove and without a microwave, cooking is not so easy. But anyway, we'll be back tomorrow, prayer fellowship. And I've got a joke from my great-great-great-grandson, O. Henry. That's his nickname because he's always in trouble. So his mother doesn't call him Henry. She goes, O. Henry. I've heard her. Okay, but he gave me a joke, and I will tell it tomorrow after fellowship. Everybody, don't forget, next week, Lady T. Now, Lady T was here once, and her and I used to argue all the time, and she left, and here she comes back 5 years later, and she wants to make a post. She sends me the post. I run it by 2 other people. We all agree this is a great post. We publish. Her and I talk on the phone, and I ask her if she'd like to come and talk about her post. And she tells me that it took her a long time to realize, because the year she found me, she found 2 or 3 other people, and she didn't know what was real, who was real, and what was what. But she is now all better, and it was done with our protocol, and she promises she's not going to argue anymore. Even if I'm a lunatic, I'm the one who knows exactly what you need to do. So that was really heartwarming. The girl who I thought might not make it, she smiled and laughed. Nancy, despite all the things that are going wrong and her rage, she's getting better. And six or seven other people who are here less than a full year are talking about they're almost there. That's why I'm here, to try to get as many of you well as possible. God bless you all. Have a really nice Saturday. Me, I'm going to jump and take another nap, and then I'm going to figure where I want to go for dinner. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Love y'all.
Catherine, are you still here? Paul and Diane, any questions? Okay, I guess not. And is that Nasla or Maria?
Can you hear me, Mel?
Yeah, that's Nas.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Stop! What is the only rule on the website?
Oh, sorry.
No, you can't say it again, Nas! Hold on. You don't want to hear the bell. Four bells and you get belted with the hockey stick.
Okay.
Sorry. Don't even worry about it. That's anxiety, sorry.
Okay.
It happens. Hey, my house almost burnt down. Sure, I'm sorry. What could I do about it?
Yes.
What's up? Well, hey, you got to get your sister to open up. She got to open up.
Well, I haven't talked to her. I haven't talked to her a whole lot about Matt Morgellons or my lines.
Why?
I don't know if she has Morgellons or Lyme. She just has a rash like I do that we think is scabies. But I was hoping, I told her to come to the community because we talk about how to treat your skin. And she was trying to like say, all I have is acne. I don't have this. But she's trying to follow diet.
Hey, let's put her on the thymic formula only, the big yellow pill.
Oh, what's that?
The thymic formula, the big yellow pill.
Oh, okay, we could try that. Okay, I will, yes.
The thymic, it's the most potent, all-natural multivitamin on earth. Maybe she just needs a little nutrition.
Okay, well, you know, I told you, like, I mean, she had a rash all over her chest and head, every inch. I mean, I'm afraid she has what I have, but she doesn't have, like, the lint and the glitter. You know, she didn't have
those
things.
Doesn't matter, man. Not everybody has the same symptoms, and depending on how long she's had it, the symptoms are going to change. Look, the best way to get her started is with one vitamin. One. She can afford
it. We'll do that.
Right? Use the code. She'll get 10% off of $42. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll try it two or three pills a day. And in a week, a month, or 6 weeks, we'll know if that's all she needs.
Okay.
Now, she may need more, but we're not going to tell her she doesn't talk to me. She can't talk to you. You're not someone who went through the entire thing.
Okay, I'll encourage her. I'll come up with some questions. I don't think she doesn't know. She has schizophrenia also, so she's already naturally doesn't talk sometimes.
Okay, well, hold on. Someone just joined us. Okay, it's Jessie James. She came back.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, Jessie. Let me finish with Nas.
Okay.
What else?
Well, I had a more private question. I suppose I'll have to call you about that another time.
Well, private questions are usually better for other women.
Okay, well, sure, I'll ask.
Is it a woman's question?
No.
It's
about skin. It's about
what?
It's about skin. I was just wondering if other people have, like, for instance, if I sit down.
Do you have alligator skin?
No. I just have, if I sit down in a chair, like, for several days, whatever parasites in me then gets on the chair, and then I have to wipe the chair off. And
so what?
And I didn't know if that was the scabies or if that's the word gallons or if anyone else has experienced that.
Okay, yeah, everyone experiences it. Is it a cloth chair or is it, what is it?
It's anything. It doesn't matter if it's cloth, if it's metal, in my bed. Like, that's why I change my sheets all the time, in my clothes.
Lady, until you get better, it's going to keep happening. It ain't new. Everybody
goes. Yeah, even in my hands. Like, my hands, well.
In the beginning, more shit will come out of you than as you move forward.
Yeah.
You got to read Monica. Ladies, put on
okay,
your
I'll
big girl
Monica.
Stop complaining. What's good for you?
Well, yeah, I'm just so confused because, you know, like, I have to use a cloth to touch everything.
So what?
And if I don't, it gets a parasite on it that can pass to others. And
know,
I'm
why,
just
don't,
like,
Ev, why don't you wear cheap plastic gloves? They sell 100
yeah.
pair for $4.
Oh, I wish I saw those. I just paid 50 for 1,000.
Okay,
so
$1 for 1,000? Okay, so then start using them and see what happens.
Okay, I'll do that, but it's kind of annoying. I was sitting on a new plastic bag every day in my car.
Oz, this disease is the worst sci-fi movie you're ever going to have to go through. So you go through it, and nothing in the world will ever affect you bad again. Now, just bear down and grin it. It is a nightmare.
Okay. Okay. So thank
past
you,
this.
Mel.
No, don't talk. You got to get past this place. You're stuck now with it working and scaring the living shit out of you. Go and read the guiding principles. Print them. Study them. And you'll get it. Bye for now. I can't take any more right now. That's it. I just got. What's up, Jess?
Sorry, I'm at work. I work 6 days a week, so
hey,
I
Jess.
Have to get off
hey,
for
hey.
A second. Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. What's up?
So I wanted to know about. Does anybody get? I get like bruising on my stomach and my arms, but it's like from the inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pink, purplish.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Lyme.
Okay. All right.
And if it's manifesting itself more, it's because you're killing it off more.
That's exactly what's happening. So that's
Jeez,
great.
Now, how did you know, son? Jess, when you come up with a question I don't have an answer for, I'll send you $5.
Okay. I hope I don't come up with one.
You won't. You have a good day. See you tomorrow. I'm done.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.